Well, we appreciate everyone that made it to the last day. We understand that. We appreciate you also putting up with the Arctic conditions in here in Alabama. So we like to mix things up a little bit, hot outside, cold inside. We have an interesting program this morning. It's something that we seem to do every year, at least since I've been here, and a musical interlude. And it's nice because it offers us sort of a respite and the opportunity to express ourselves to the Lord through song. And sometimes, you know, when you just don't have the words yourself, you just think of a hymn or you think of a psalm of David, and it expresses it more perfectly than you could possibly put into your own words. So we're thankful that everybody that's made it has this opportunity. And what we'll do is we'll begin with the regular devotions and open with the convention theme hymn of 318 afterward. And then we'll go into our interlude, and we'll intersperse perhaps a couple of hymns for the congregation in there as well. So why don't we begin? We'll start with, we'll do the resolve, the vow, the manna, and then the prayer. And the resolve will be done by Brother Michael Costelli.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and the and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to seek to be simple and sincere toward all. I will not seek to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care, and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Michael. We'll have another Michael, Brother Michael Buckner, read the vow for us.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
We'll have Brother Daryl Bolton read this morning's manna.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133:1. Like our Lord, let us seek to be peacemakers and to dwell together with all the brethren in the unity of the Spirit, in the bonds of peace. Let our activities, our combativeness, etc., be engaged against the great enemy and all the works of sin, including those in our members, our own fallen flesh. We and all the brethren will thus find sufficient engagement for every combative element of our nature in ways well-pleasing to the Lord, and employment for every lovable and helpful quality we possess, in building one another up and doing good unto all men as we have opportunity, especially to the household of faith. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133:1.
And we'll have Brother George Washington open with a word of prayer for us.
Eternal God, the creator of this vast universe, the giver of every good and perfect gift, we come before your throne of grace this morning thanking you for another opportunity to meet in another convention with all our brethren in different places. We ask you to forgive us where we fall short of your righteous requirement and give us strength to strengthen our many weaknesses. We pray your blessing upon this meeting today, Lord, and as we go to our different home, that you guide and protect us from Satan and his seed. Look forward to the time when the knowledge of Jehovah will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We ask all of these blessings in the name of your Son and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen.
So we'll open with hymn number 318, and if Sister Jean can. And then we'll begin our featured presentation. begin the morning program here. We'll start with Brother George Washington, and if you've been here before, he has two stalwart hymns that we thoroughly enjoy, so it'll get our blood flowing this morning, even though it's a little cool. He's going to sing two hymns, a cappella, Amazing Grace, and I have the other one right here, Precious Lord.
To the right. Is it to the right?
Yep. Just turn this way. Uh-huh. So now you're facing the reverend.
Okay.
And you're ready to go?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm thankful to be here this morning. I have two songs I want to bring. From childhood, I always tried to know the history of many songs as I could. And this song today I'm going to sing, I'm going to give you a history of both of them. By the turn of the century, there was an African-American by the name of Tommy Dorsey. Not to be confused with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, the famous band leader, but he was an entertainer. And Tommy suffered a great tragedy. His childhood sweetheart, who he got married to, and about a year later they thought she was going to have a baby. And she died in childbirth. The next person he married was killed in a wreck. And then his house burned to the ground. $50,000 house. There was a lot of house in those days. And they didn't have any insurance. So when he talked to his minister told him, said, Tommy, you know that God always takes the good and leaves the bad. Saying that Tommy was bad. He went home. Took his pen out and started to write. When my way draws near, precious Lord, linger near. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. That's what I'm going to sing for you. When my way grows dear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. Lord, I'm weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on when the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day hath passed and gone. Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. We all know the history, many of us, of Captain John Newton. He was a cruel slave captain. He would walk the deck of his ship with a hammer in his hand when those who refused to eat because they didn't want to go to a land as a slave, he would break their teeth out with a hammer, force feeding them, and he didn't have to do that but with two or three. And when he got in a storm, swept him off of the ship into the water, and they tell me another wave came and swept him back up on the deck. And he retired as a captain, and he wrote the song, Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my soul relieved. How precious did the grace appear the hour I first believe. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll know last days to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun, praise God, 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 praise God.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother George. Brother Johnny Hasty, Sister Kathleen Carr, Brother Mark Tribble, are going to sing an original composition, In the Hands of the Father.
They didn't tell us we're going to have to go after Brother George Washington. He's a hard act to follow.
You hold that over here somewhere.
Oh, yes. I'm daydreaming.
We've never did this in public before, or together, for that matter. Keep me in the hands of the Father. Don't let me go too far away. The days are long, the nights even longer, and I need Him every day. While we wait, the billows are raging, great highway roll in from the sea. Dark clouds rise and trouble surrounds us. Won't you please stay and wait with me? Morning comes, the new day is dawning. The Lord is here to guide us ashore. When we reach the heavenly Canaan, we will dwell with Him evermore. Keep me in the hands of the Father. Don't let me go too far away. The days are long, the nights even longer, and I need Him every day.
We want more stanzas. Just getting into it. Well, we'll have Sister Kathleen stay up here. And let's see, Austin, where is he? Young boy. Ah, there he is. Okay. So we have Sister Kathleen Carr, Austin Parker, Sister Martha Moody. We're going to have her do a solo. So they're all going to leave when she gets up here. And let's see here. And Brother Mark.
Oh, me too?
You too. The old rugged cross. Yeah, okay. This is we planned this far in advance. So the old rugged cross. I don't even know what number that is, actually.
Look on this one. 359.
What about the old Sister Jean, you going to play?
There we go.
When you get it closer to the microphone, because it won't be
around. Oh, by the way, Sister Jean.
359.
Thank you.
for me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with his precious blood, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
thank you. Why don't we all sing number 360? And for those of you who are able, why don't we stand when we do that? It's a little bit of a blood flow going here in the cold room.
Thank you.
Tempest Fugit. Okay. Let's see here. We'll have Brother Steve Cavanaugh sing one hymn a cappella. That's all right.
This is a song that usually I sing to myself all the time. I don't even think my wife's heard me sing it. I didn't even realize it was in the Hymns of Dawn. But now that I have the words, I probably can sing it right. It's called an evening prayer, but I always call it, Dear Lord, Forgive. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, if I've offended others through my strain, dear Lord, forgive. If I have been unkind or hard or cold, if I have longed for shelter in thy fold, when thou hast given me some fort to hold, dear Lord, forgive. Forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. O guide me, love me, and my keeper be. Dear Lord, forgive. O guide me, love me, and my keeper be. Dear Lord, forgive.
Now the second song is a song, it's an old spiritual, and it's just a song, I think, of hope after dealing with the troubles of this world. Soon we will be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of this world, troubles of this world. Soon we will be done with the troubles of this world, going home to live with God. No more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, going home to live with God. Soon we will be done with the troubles of this world, troubles of this world, troubles of this world.
Soon we will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. I want to see my Jesus. I want to see my Jesus. I want to see my Jesus going home to live with God.
So we're a few minutes past time. We had scheduled a hymn by a number of brethren in the congregation, Paul Malley's favorite, but I think what we'll do, if it's all right, since we're about 5 minutes late here, we can actually close the convention with that. If I don't know if we were planning on calling Brother Paul and having us sing as a congregation to him, I don't know what the exact details were. I don't think we worked that out, so maybe it's better that we do it at the end of the convention. So, but we'll have Brother Steve close this session with a word of prayer, and we'll have about 10-minute intermission. And we also do want to say, be out of your rooms by 11:30. That's the beginning of the last discourse. There's a large contingent coming in, and they want enough time for everybody to vacate, clean the rooms, and accommodate the incoming group. So, Brother Steve.
Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, it is again that we take this privilege and this opportunity through the merit of Thy Son, Christ Jesus, to approach Thy throne of grace. And we're thankful again for the opportunity of brethren together. We thank You for the songs of inspiration that were sung. Hopefully that they will be encouraging and uplifting to one another. And we ask that You will continue to be with us this day with Your blessings, and that we will fellowship with one another and lift one another up in spirit. We ask Your forgiveness of anything that we may do or say that is out of harmony with Your divine will. And all these things do we ask and pray in our Redeemer Christ Jesus' name. Amen.